All rise. Now sit down. We have a segment to do. Welcome back. Final segment of Crunch Time on a Wednesday. That means it's time for the Crunch Exchange. I'm going to give Steve some stories around the world of sports, ask him if he's buying or selling the prospectus from said stories. There is also an option for pending. I'm Alex. Dez Bryant has finally signed with someone. I'm happy because at least we can stop talking about if Dez Bryant will sign with someone. So now he goes to the Saints in Drew Brees, meaning he could actually do something because Brees is a Hall of Famer and throws the ball a lot. But then we remember that Bryant hasn't had a big season in a while, and there's a reason he hasn't been signed yet. 31 catches in an injury-plagued 2015, 50 catches in 2016, 69 catches in 2017. Serviceable wideout, but he views himself as a number one, and why would anyone want a number three wideout who is a full-fledged diva? When he's good, very good. But the prospectus, Dez Bryant will be good with the Saints.
You know, I kind of forgot he played last year. I don't know why. I got him confused, but like you said, he had, because of injuries, he had his best year since 2014, and obviously he hasn't been taking a physical beating this year, and Brees seems like, I've always seen Brees as a quarterback slash point guard, because while he's had some great weapons, he's more about distributing. So Sean Payton's a really good offensive mind. If they evaluated him and decided to bring him in, I think he'll be effective. I'll buy that.
And hey, he doesn't have to play with Joe Flacco, so that move ends up being pretty good, declining that contract. The Oregon basketball teams got their seasons going last night. Very similar results. The women went nuclear on Alaska Fairbanks. Ionescu had a triple-double. Satu Sabali scored 21. Hebert had 17. The Ducks won 115-36, outscoring the Nanooks 55-14 in the second half. Their next game against Syracuse at 2 on Saturday, half hour before the football game starts. Basketball game is actually going to be right here on 95.3 The Score, in case you're interested. The Orange, number 18 in the nation. Oregon football, obviously out of the conference title picture and the playoff picture. Bowl eligible already. Utah without their starting quarterback due to a broken collarbone. You might see where I'm going with this. The prospectus. The Oregon women's game is more interesting than the Oregon football game this Saturday.
Wow. You know, are you asking me, or if I think in general around here? Because that's because obviously there's the level of interest.
Which do you feel is safer? Which one do you want to answer more?
Actually, I think at Salt Lake City with the Utes a favorite, the magnitude of that game is just too outstanding. I can't buy that. I got to sell it.
Preseason college basketball, so there you go. I get it. To the men's team, pretty even win over Portland City last night. By the way, the Oregon band did a chant last night about Portland not being a state. So
stop it.
You're welcome. Peyton Pritchard seems...
I'm going to need details.
I'm serious. Portland's not a state. Love it. Peyton Pritchard seems very dialed in through one game, while the youth movement everywhere else is extremely raw, and it shows. All the talent in the world, but they're going to need a lot of game reps to figure out how to play at this level. Oregon, a fairly weak non-conference schedule. Iowa, either UConn or Syracuse at the 2K Empire Classic. Boise City twice. San Diego, Baylor. So that said, after one game, an 84-57 win over Portland City, the prospectus, the Ducks will go undefeated into conference play in January.
Woof. That's impossible. They never beat Boise State. They're going to beat them twice.
I'm sorry. I don't know who Boise State is.
I'm just based on that sarcasm, I'm selling that.
Hater. Oregon hater.
Is Byron Hout on that team?
We have a fairly staggering report about Bryce Harper and his contract status. Apparently offered a deal by the Nationals sometime in September worth 10 years and or a little over $300 million, which is, you know, the report is saying it was either $300, $350. The $350 is more than Giancarlo Stanton's $325, but shy of the speculated $400 million Harper is seeking. He wants to test the waters and drive up the price in the free agent market. Somebody will pay him what he wants, whether it be $400 million or even $500 million. Somebody's going to pay it. Now, the real question, do the Nationals have a chance to sign him? Scherzer, Strasburg, Trey Turner, Ryan Zimmerman, good pieces, but if the Dodgers, Red Sox, Yankees, for instance, come forward, which it's almost certain one of them does, it seems like a no-brainer. So the prospectus, the Nats have a legit chance of keeping Harper.
I'll tell you what, I forgot. He just turned 26, so he plays next year his eighth season in the majors with 184 bombs already. I think they absolutely are in the mix. He just has an opportunity to test the waters, get the most. Anybody who gives a 10-year deal, even to him, is just, you're psychotic.
So, of course, they're in the mix, but do they have a legit chance of getting him?
This is funny. Somebody called me on my cell phone. Must be a really close friend. Do they have a legit chance of getting him? If I think they're 1-4, does that count as legit? So, yeah, I'm going to buy that.
RJ Anderson of CBS Sports with an interesting take today about free agency says Manny Machado is a more valuable prospect than Harper. His points are that Machado out-hit Harper in 2018, which he did. Machado, one of the best defensive players in baseball, more durable. His WAR is better. Their age is a push, obviously. But this comes at the same time Dodgers president Andrew Friedman noted at the GM meetings that Machado has clear issues with not hustling and that they knew about it before they traded for him. In fact, Orioles fans booed him many times last season right before LA got him from them. So there is that angle. But the prospectus, Machado, a more valuable free agent than Harper?
That's a great question. And you mentioned, I think aside from his second year when he was injured, he's played at least like 156, 157 every year. So you run out a guy who plays such a critical defensive position and rakes. And the whole not hustling thing.
Harper got that knock a couple of years ago, too, with Matt Williams.
So. There was a little brouhaha. You know what? They're the same. They're both great in every aspect with maybe a little flaw. So I wouldn't, since I couldn't call either better, I have to sell that.
Fair enough. Something that should make Oregon fans happy to hear is the failure of Willie Taggart at Florida State. His Seminoles team is second last in the nation in penalties, only ahead of Kent State. They have 88 penalties in 9 games for a whopping 700 yards. So it seems like the penalty issues might be related to the head coach, apparently, which is weird. But his offense has also struggled to the point where, in the first time in his career, he has relinquished play calling duties, letting former Maryland OC Walt Bell call them last week in their loss to NC State. They exceeded any game Taggart called statistically in response. Steve, FSU is 4-5, 2-5 in conference. They're fighting to be bowl eligible right now. Offense ranks 107th in the nation. Defense is 64th. They're really bad with a bunch of 5-star kids on their roster. Fans are not happy. The prospectus, Willie Taggart survives this season at Florida State.
I'll tell you what, though, maybe the funniest story of the year was, I forgot the name of the guy who writes for the Tallahassee Democrat. After that first game that was on national TV, he said there were like 2,200 hits on his story to see what his contract status was. Yeah. The first game.
Yep.
Ay, 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 ay. I can't imagine that they're going to fire him after.
You can't?
I just did. I guess I just lied because I just imagined them firing. What was the prospectus again?
Willie Taggart survives this season at Florida State.
You know what? I'm going to go pending. Because if it keeps getting worse, I actually think he might be one and done twice in a row.
Ted, my boy, it's going to be legend. Wait for it.
Ducks and Utes this week. Both teams sporadic at best this year. I don't need to tell you what Oregon is doing. We already know that. But Utah just lost a game to ASU, as well as their starting quarterback to a broken collarbone. Oregon fans know exactly what that does to a team. And yet, Oregon is the underdog this week. Utah, a 3-point favorite. A lot on the line for them. Arizona State loses once. They beat Oregon and Colorado. They will still play in the conference title game. And who are we to ever doubt Vegas? They take all of our money because they know more than us. So the prospectus, Utah should be favored over Oregon.
Well, and I know he's the Utah guy, but I've heard a lot of the Pac-12 guys. Overall, this Jason Shelley kid is probably a better prospect than Tyler Huntley. He just doesn't have 3 years under his belt. So he could be dangerous given an entire week. But on the road, Oregon erratic, looked terrible their last two road games.
Herbert pretty good his last time there, though.
Yeah, no, I'm going to say tentatively that I buy that. call it a lack of trust for the caliber of either team or this conference.